The English director Ridley Scott has made such films as Blade Runner and Gladiator, but never tackled a gritty urban thriller like American Gangster. The new film stars Denzel Washington as a drug kingpin and Russell Crowe as the cop on his trail. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Reality, What a Concept, is the title of an old Robin Williams comedy album, and it runs through my mind when I see the current New York-set crime films like We Own the Night and American Gangster. Amid all the syncopated, pixelated, computer-generated Hollywood products, these films ape the gritty, jangly, hyper-realist feel of 70s movies like The French Connection, Serpico, and even blaxploitation pictures like Superfly. There's also nostalgia, a perverse nostalgia, for the days when New York was an open sewer, but at least 42nd Street wasn't a Disney property, and you didn't need $2,500 a month for a studio in the East Village. American Gangster is a whopping overdose of the 70s. As the title proclaims, it means to be nothing less than a panoramic portrait of a nation disintegrating from moral rot. The movie unfolds in a New York plagued by drug abuse and police corruption, by the trickle-down effects of Vietnam, Nixon, and racism. It could also be seen as a critique of capitalism, although it romanticizes its anti-hero almost as much as it condemns him. The film was inspired by the return of Superfly, a magazine profile by Mark Jacobson of one-time Harlem kingpin and heroin dealer Frank Lucas, following his long stint in prison. Lucas emerged as a flamboyant sociopath, but as played by Denzel Washington, he's sleek and self-contained, disdaining flash. He imports his brothers and cousins from down south and strolls through Harlem, recalling his mentor, Bumpy Johnson.
Man I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He ran it for more than 50 years. 15 years, 8 months and 9 days. I was with him every day. I worked for him. I protected him. I looked after him. I learned from him. Bumpy was rich, but he wasn't white man rich. You see, he wasn't wealthy. He didn't own his own company. He thought he did, but he didn't. He just managed it. White man owned it, so they owned him. Nobody owns me, though.
Hey.
How you doing, baby? That's because I own my own company, and my company sells a product that's better than the competition at a price that's lower than the competition.
The filmmakers don't whitewash Frank exactly. He blows a rival's brains out. He brings in heroin from Southeast Asia that's twice as strong as his competitors and sells it so cheaply that the death rate surges. But the charismatic monster of Jacobson's profile, a man who exults in his scams and brags about his murders, has become so controlled and domesticated that even with Washington's star power, he doesn't carry the movie. To be fair, he doesn't need to, since half of American Gangster centers on the obsessed detective Richie Roberts, played by Russell Crowe in a 70s haircut and corduroy jackets. Crowe is credible even with a broad New Jersey accent, but he doesn't transcend his part either. Yet another driven cop with a pigsty apartment and an ex-wife who complains he's an absent dad. He's an object of pity, a casualty of this topsy-turvy moral universe. Fellow cops shun him for seizing nearly $1 million in drug money and not pocketing it. As in The French Connection, the filmmakers underline the contrast between the honest detective's impoverishment and the gangster's obscene luxury. The director, Ridley Scott, cuts from Frank's warm-hued Thanksgiving dinner to Richie's lonely sandwich in a blue-gray twilight. Later, Scott cuts from another holiday meal to a dead junkie mother with a toddler wailing beside her. It's an important point about the fallout from Frank's good business instincts, but crudely made. Scott wouldn't need the clunky editorials if he didn't put Frank on a pedestal. American Gangster is watchable, but it feels secondhand. It's like Scarface drained of blood, at arm's length from the culture that spawned it. Crowe and Washington don't share a scene until the end, a stare-down that's tautly written and acted, but too little too late. By then, they're supposed to be allies of a sort against Josh Brolin, who plays a corrupt detective with a snidely whiplash mustache. He belittles Richie and shakes down Frank. He even has the drug dealer's dog shot. He's a cheap and cynical device to show how Frank and Richie are, on some level, united against a corruption that's bigger than they are. Whether they mean to or not, the filmmakers let Frank off the hook. He did the crime. He did the time. Now he's played by Denzel in a prestige movie. It's not a bad legacy, really.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.